the last 7-8 years. I just went to pheasant hunting. That opens up 2 weeks from Saturday.
I like to hunt for the biggest bottle of booze in my liquor cabinet.
Johnny ain't gonna have it. Stan can't start yet. You wasn't kidding.
Sorry, every now and then I gotta have something. Jeez, being whiners.
Okay, I'm ready.
We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I have the clerk call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds is absent. Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Srulik.
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, October the 5th.
I'll make that motion.
No. Motion's been made. We have a second.
I'll second it.
Anybody have any comments on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. We'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $4,509.47. Economic Development, $231.57. Police, $13,522.16. Fire, $3,559.17. Street, $4,000.87. Park, $7,676.26. Police and Fire Commission, $375. Infrastructure, $76,313.81. Garbage disposal, $1,090.20. Cemetery, $1,886.55. Water operations, $13,909.81. Sewer operations, $350.70. EPA water project loan payment, $180,580.44. Special tax allocation to TIF 4, $9,143.13. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $460,200.62.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion has been made and second. Any discussion on it? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. We'll move down to reports from the Department of Streets and Public Improvement.
Just got a few things. The Center Street project's just about wrapped up. Got a little concrete work yet to do and then some landscaping. More likely won't be back in here to do Liz landscaping until I get everything tight, you know, all everything else done. Leaf pickup will start later this week. We're going to start out with just our crew, for, you know, just one vac until the first of November when we get our part-time guys in. This one will start the second vac. Just ask everybody, please, to keep your leaves separated from the brush and keep it up on between the curb and the sidewalk, not in our streets. Been noticing some people getting stuff out now and putting it on top of the drains and stuff, and that's not going to be good if we get hard downpours. So the yard waste is, you know, we're picking up right now. The yard waste will be open all year long. After we stop picking up in the next month, we'll be last one for the year, so we won't be picking up December, January, or February, but the yard waste will be open where if anybody's got anything, they can take it out. That's pretty much all I got.
Okay, thank you. public property.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As guys noticed, flushing started today. The crew was out flushing the hydrants. Hopefully they'll finish it up tomorrow, weather permitting. They got quite a few today, but they're getting that done and trying to catch it up before the weather breaks. The Lime Lagoons, we approved the bid on that, and the guys, as soon as the farmers they've made arrangements with have got their crops out where they're going to go put it, they will be starting to clean the lagoons and then putting it out. They got two or three farmers that they've made contact with that will take the lime, and so they're going to go and put it out there, and as soon as they get their crops out and everything going, they'll be here to do that. Then last Wednesday, the well number 10, the one that's right behind the YMCA, I'm going to have to go get water because it's going to take me a while here and have to go get drink. Oh, never mind. But anyway, something had happened to it. The guys caught it very early. The alarm, something went off. They went down, immediately knew something wasn't right, shut the motor and everything down. They called it. We usually have a crew that comes out of like Chicago that comes and pulls the wells and takes care of them. They couldn't get here, but they have a crew from St. Louis that was available. They were here the next day. They pulled out and found out that the shaft that takes and feeds the pump goes down and turns the pump. It had snapped, had a stress fracture, and broke clear off. They were able to get a hold of the other piece of the shaft and the pump and be able to pull it out. So they got everything removed out of the well. They took the pump, all the pieces back with them to St. Louis. They're going to check all of the different ends and all of the pipe that goes down. The casing was in good shape, but they're going to rebuild, clean, take care of the pump while it's out. While we've got it out, the last time that we've even had anything done with the thing was like 2014, so it's really been doing pretty well. But while it's out, we're going to run cameras down. They will be back Wednesday. They're going to run cameras all the way down, check all of the casing, get down to the screen, see if it needs cleaned, and they're going to do whatever is necessary. It would just be like normal maintenance upkeep. Now that we've got it out and they're here, we might as well just go ahead and get it all done at one time. And then as soon as they find out if there's anything there that needs done, they'll have the equipment to go ahead and clean the screens, do whatever they have to there. Once they do that, then they'll put everything back together, get it all back together, and make sure everything runs all right. But it was just one of those freak things. They said, you know, the shafts, stainless steel, and usually they hold up really well, but for whatever reason, it just snapped off just above the So that is about all that I have to report.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Health and safety?
Short and sweet. Is that okay?
Half a page is about 3 minutes. That's not too bad.
Yeah, anything?
Everything's been running pretty smooth. Just paying attention to the COVID and keeping those precautions. Other than that, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Tom's not with us this evening. We don't have any unfinished business. We'll move on down to our new business. We're going to place on file a couple items this evening. It's a minimum maximum contribution agreement with the IMLRMA, $223,774.65. Also, we're going to place on file the GIS mapping project. This is a pretty good undertaking, but I think it's going to be worthwhile in the end. That's all we have for this evening. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I'll second it.
Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
I didn't even get to finish my key.
Good evening, Steve.
First world problems, am I right?
Man. Well,
I'm quick. I can all condense that.